Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Ooh-hoo, Barbecue Bob. It's the bow opener today, brother. I am at camp right now in my mind. And as soon as we get done with this, I am shooting down to Shartucky, and I am going to be the camp cook. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
You scared me there for a minute. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. It's got to be the weekend if you hear us two idiots on the radio, or you're smart enough to podcast us, and you're already up in a tree. So kudos to you either way. But if you don't bow hunt, it's time to take a look at it because it's truly one of the greatest sports ever created. And we have one of the foremost authorities with us today, which is Merle Shoemaker, no matter how you spell it. And he's one of the top guys. He's the general manager of Allen Bob Sports, which is one of our oldest sponsors, Jop. Do you realize that?
I do.
They were like one of the first places to come along and say, I'll pair up with you knuckleheads.
Yeah, and we've had a great relationship. We've had a lot of fun down there at Allen Bob's
fun.
Over the years, and we're going to continue to do it as well.
That reminds me of, like, guys don't like to shop.
Right.
But I was at Siciliano's last week, and before I went to Ontario, before I head off on a company trip, if my factory guys are meeting me, they always want me to bring Michigan beer.
Sure.
So I always head over to Siciliano's, and sometimes I'll even, if I'm not sneaking over the border, I'll even take some meat from Sobeys. And I was talking with Steve at Siciliano's, and I said, you know, there's like only three places I really enjoy shopping, and that's here at Sobeys and at Allen Bob's.
Right.
If I'm going to shop at either one of those stores, it's going to be fun.
It's beer, it's meat, and it's firearms.
That's right.
Or bow and arrows. Right.
Or camo gear.
Yeah, right. What can be wrong with any of that?
Yeah, I get my boots, my waders, all that stuff there. Right. I've been eyeballing some of their cool chairs. I need some more blinds and chairs, like a hole in the head.
Right.
But they have them there, so.
Well, and I tell you what, my personal experience this last week was I had taken my crossbow there, as I mentioned a couple weeks ago, and I went to pick it up, right? And when I got there, they'd done exactly what I asked them to do. They restrung the thing. They went through it. And I said, well, I need to take a couple shots with it. And we got up there, and the trigger mechanism wouldn't work. And, you know, we fussed with it a minute. And he's like, all right, just I left, and I left it with him.
You never told him to check the trigger mechanism.
No, I didn't. Nope. Like I said, they did exactly what I asked them to do. And then when we got back, like the next day, they called, said, hey, yep, we figured it out. We took it apart. It needed to be cleaned. There were a couple ball bearings that were out of place and so on. So my point is that if you deal with a quality shop like Allen Bob's, in that these guys are hunters. They're not aisle managers. They actually do this stuff.
Yeah.
And he took the thing apart. He put it back together. And when I came back, he's like, hey, you know what? No charge. We should have checked that for you at the beginning. And I said, no, I didn't ask you to do that. Right? And but anyway, long story short, then they took the step further because they had to take trigger mechanism out. The scope is mounted on that, right? So they recited it in for me.
Nice.
So they handed it back to me in ready to shoot condition. Right, I go home. I'm throwing them in, man. You know, pie plate size at 30 yards.
Of course, you could have shot them right there because they have an indoor archery range right there.
And kind of like me, you know, I'm busy.
Yeah,
running around. Right. I didn't have time to do that when I was there. But I got home and Saturday after the show last week, I got it out and put the target up in the yard. And man, I'm dialed in. But I shouldn't say that because that'll jinx me. Because the first thing I'll do is get up in the tree and miss.
Shoot your buddy.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, we are being produced this morning by the magnificent Brian Fongers, the wizard at the big board. And in studio right now, we also have Merle Shoemaker, who has been with Allen Bob's for how long, Merle?
22 years.
Wow. That's good. And that company was derived in, like, what, 52?
59.
59.
Yeah, I was on division in 59.
Right.
That's an establishment right there. And going strong. In the life of the big box stores, when everybody's, you know, all the small shops seem to be going away and you're stuck shopping at a giant mart with, you know, some kid with staples in his head. You can go into Allen Bob's and they have real men working there. Even the young guys are real men. You know, they're experienced. They can tell you which waiters are good. They can tell you, you know, what they like about this bow, that handgun, all this. And you're just going to get attention. And well, I like that about shopping.
Let me tell you about the
store.
Attention. Merle's humble, right? But I get there to pick up my crossbow. He's like, Jop, I worked on your cocking mechanism. You know, I got
easy.
A crank. You know, I got a crank, and he said, you know what? Almost every one of those screws was loose in there. I don't know. Did you drop this thing or what? And I said, no, I didn't. But he was the guy.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying is you get practical experience from guys that do this stuff every day when you go to your local sports shop. Ours is Allen Bob's.
You said, no, I didn't drop it, but I did just loan it out to my buddy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm not throwing anybody under the bus. At the end of the day, all I really care about is it got fixed. It's working great. And it's dialed in, and I got no excuse other than my lack of ability to sit tight until that buck runs under my tree this evening.
So I was in eastern suburbs of Toronto last week, and a wonderful Arctic spa dealer we have over there. These two guys are just hysterical, and they sell a buttload of tubs. But Whitby, Ontario, is a cool place. Ontario, in general, is burgeoning with business. But they are getting an onslaught of microbreweries, and you're tasting right now a Brock Street Brewing Company Blonde. I just wondered how you like that.
Is this smuggle imported, or does this come over the
border?
I
brought it legal.
Oh, okay.
They didn't even ask me. Actually, I have a Nexus card. They don't even...
There we go. If we need anything from Canada, Barbecue Bob has security clearance at the border, right? So you can just drive through,
Let's not blow that, okay?
Yeah, wave your hand. Hey, good day, mate. Yeah.
They have some good cigars over there, too. I'm just going to say that.
I've heard that.
I enjoyed a couple of Cubans while I was there.
Right. And you had a cigar, right?
So, Merle, you guys have to be smoking busy right now with everybody getting ready for bow camp and the last couple of weeks especially. What's the most common problem you're finding with bow hunters? Before we get into your segment, I'll just hit you with that out of the blue so you can kind of ad lib a little bit.
With the bow hunters right now, the problems they get are with peep sights not lining up, strings broken on their crossbows, cranks broken on their crossbows. But, you know, we'll get them in there. We're caught up on our service work, and we can get them in there, get them out of there. Because we know this is last minute stuff that they got to be ready this weekend.
Yep.
So, you know, we'll get them in and out, but it's just little things that happen as they're target shooting and they're, you know, sighting in, all of a sudden they have a problem.
Right.
You know, so it's mostly little
to
problems.
Find it out now, man, instead of when you're 3 hours away and with all your buds and you're ready to roll and you're the only one that doesn't get to go in your stand.
Right.
And you're not going to have meat for that grill if your equipment isn't working right. Doesn't matter how good your skills have developed. If brown isn't down, you're eating ground round.
Wow. Barbecue Bob, we're getting that on a t-shirt. Can you say that again?
Probably not. Anyway, always nice to talk with the folks at Allen Bob's. We have an event coming up, I think like in December, an ice fishing, a hard water event, where we go down there with schmoes. And Chaz goes down and teaches ice fishing, and we tap his kegs.
Right, exactly.
That's pretty fun.
Yep, that is always a good time, and that's kind of a pre-holiday event. And I always look forward to that because, you know what, we work hard there, and we get a gift certificate.
Well,
so then it's like me getting to shop in the store, and it's even better.
But they get a huge crowd for that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we feed like 60 to 90 people.
Yep, yep.
And the employees. I think the employees eat more than the guests do.
I'm sure they do.
Sure they do. But you know what, that's part of it, too.
Yeah.
Is those guys work their tail off all week and all summer and all winter, and it's like, yep. It's all right that we all get to participate in that.
So, Merle, we're going to ask you to stick around because you're actually just here a little early, and we've got Steve Prince waiting in the green room right now. We're going to talk about some concealed carry and another important thing because I've gotten all my pistols from you, Merle, so how about if we do this legally?
Sounds good. So coming up next, we are going to talk with Steve Prince of Prince Arming. You're listening to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats
as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek original brew pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real-deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Welcome back. It is the Grilling Guys, so it must be the weekend. Thanks for joining us and talking about guns ablaze and everything guns this weekend. We had a great talk with Uncle Ted last weekend. Did a little talk about the Second Amendment and let him get all unraveled on you. So hope we didn't hurt any feelings. We know that there's some sensitive people out there, and we don't have any safe spots in this show. So with me right now in the studio is a good friend of mine, retired Army Major Steve Prince from Prince Arming. Welcome back to the show, Steve. It's been a while since you've been here.
Appreciate it. Good to be here.
Yeah. So this is the guy that's responsible for getting me my concealed carry license. Thank you very much. That was just one of the... I don't know. Do I say liberating? It was like this freeing. Long-term goal. And
it's like the first time you wear boxers.
Kind of, yeah. So. Yeah, free out the package. It's a strange thing because I'm ex Air Force and Army, and so I love guns and I'm very comfortable with them. And grew up, I think I got my first gun when I was 9. I got a 12 gauge.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, nice.
I know. Nice.
And that change goes from being a gun owner to guns are a part of your life.
Yes.
You know, when you can carry, you go from, yeah, I own guns to it's an everyday part of your life. You leave the house and you have your wallet, your cell phone, your gun, and now it's a part of everyday.
Now there are
life.
A lot of people that don't understand that and they think that you're a gun freak or they think you are
ask them who they're going to run behind if the shots start flying.
That's right.
They're going to run, and they're going to run behind you.
It's kind of neck and neck with there's no atheists in a foxhole.
True.
You know, it's the same deal. Make fun of it all you want, but when the bullets are coming at you, you're going to be praying.
Yeah. Well, it's the whole sheepdog concept.
Yes.
You know, kind of made famous through the American Sniper movie.
I love that.
But you know, one thing we were talking about Uncle Ted is Dave Grossman is not well known outside the gun culture, but on combat, on killing, he kind of brought that sheepdog mentality to the forefront. And they asked Dave his permission to use that in the American Sniper movie, even though he got it from what he says is an old crusty Army colonel older than him. But great reads, great reads. He's got YouTube videos as well. But
nice.
It's retired Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman.
Yeah, I've heard his name. I've never read any of his stuff, though.
Yeah, and I quote his name a lot during my classes.
Maybe
because
that's it.
A lot of the material the NRA teaches in their curriculum is stuff that he's researched and studied and validated. Audio exclusion, tunnel vision, time dilation.
So, you know, even though this is a grilling show, it's a guy's show, and I know a lot of women like to listen to it, but a lot of women like to carry. My wife has a nice Bursa 380.
Nice.
She's not
nice.
Carrying yet. I'd like to get, you know, another one of your class. I'd like to get her to your concealed class because I've taken her to some different self-defense classes, Krav Maga and things like that,
wow.
And she's kind of liking that whole thing. But her and my youngest daughters, well, two of my youngest daughters both want to take some pistol training, and I'm not a trainer. I'm comfortable with it myself. I've never been taught to train it. So, I mean, in as much as my dad taught me,
mm-hmm.
and when I went in the military, I learned, you know, a lot of things dad didn't.
True.
And so that's how I want my kids to learn from somebody like yourself. You had a lot of great Army training, and that's pretty hard to replicate for a civilian.
Right.
Which I now am.
And I now am as well, I guess, but... The other dynamic to that is I've had friends, one who was infantry in Afghanistan, call me and say, hey, I want you to teach my wife how to do this because she won't listen to me. You know, you bring so many dynamics with your wife or with your kids to where it's good to bring in a third party and just say, listen to this guy. He's an instructor, and you don't have all that other noise in the way of you're my dad, you're my spouse.
That's what I learned coaching a lot of my kids' teams.
Yeah.
You're harder on your kids, actually, than you're on the rest
yep,
of the team.
Yep.
Well, anyway, if you just tuned in, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, so it's got to be the weekend. Don't forget to hit us on thegrillingguys.com. Check out that website that we update several times a week. There's just a lot of resources. The sidebar has all our sponsors. The top menu bar has every... facet of the site you could want, and then up on the top right there is a search bar that you can go to. Just punch in the word you're looking for, like boxers, for example, if you want to find out what Steve Prince said here. Check out my boxers. That's not on there. Anyway, great resource. You can also follow us on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. I am on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. And there's lots of other things you can do, like you can podcast the show. If you see the headset up on the top corner of the website with a little brown podcast box with a set of headphones on it, click on that, and you can get set up for automatic feeds. We'll send this show right to your phone, so if you're sleeping in on Saturdays or maybe in the woods or working or fishing, you can still catch up with us at your leisure, and that's the best way to do it.
It's not leisure.
It's
leisure.
I'm working for Canadians now.
Oh.
They're screwing up my vocabulary.
Okay.
Eh? Yeah, my Mac computer, it wants to respell everything. You know, it's got the like English version.
In the UP, I learned that it's a sauna.
No,
not a sauna.
Yes,
sauna.
That's right.
It is a
sow, just like a cow.
Sauna.
Sauna.
Yeah,
it's Finnish. That's me. That's what
gotcha.
I do. I correct people for a living.
Nice.
They say sauna.
That's why you have so many friends.
Excuse me, it's really sauna, okay? Like stepping on 6 million people.
Nice.
So back to the whole getting your concealed carry. Why don't you give me like a few reasons why a person that keeps thinking it's not for me
right.
might change his mind
right.
or her mind?
Yep. It basically comes down to if you ever get in an extremely dangerous situation, which seems to be happening more and more. More recently, we just heard sirens come through downtown Grand Rapids. If someone else has a firearm and they're there to do damage or kill or murder or anything else they want to do, if you have a firearm, now you have a vote. You have some impact on the situation. If you don't, unless you're an MMA fighter or something else, you're going to call the police, wait for them to show up, and then now they're a person with a firearm. You can take that delay out, the old saying, when seconds matter, the police are only minutes away. You have more of a chance of survival. You're not an Army Ranger you know, special forces,
right,
detective, police officer, just because you carry a gun. But now you have a chance to defend yourself, to where before you probably were just going to run.
Which then brings in the other part in, you have to be comfortable with that weapon and you need to be handling it often.
Absolutely.
What do you recommend?
The NRA recommends practice at least once a month, depending on weather, depending on your, you know, if you live in a downtown apartment, you can't step outside and practice like some people in the country can. But there are other avenues of dry firing your gun, different gun handling skills that you can practice on a regular basis.
But there's plenty of ranges to shoot indoors at.
There is.
I mean, it's not expensive.
There's,
especially
there's
if you're shooting a gun that doesn't have terrible ammo. And maybe you do want to haul a 45 hog or a 50 or something like that around.
Yeah.
So get yourself a little 38 or a 9 and shoot the cheap ammo.
I just moved into a neighborhood and I use a BB gun pistol. It's a Sig Sauer model. But you can practice all your gun handling skills. I know an actual special forces guy. In the 80s, they didn't have, you know, there's government funding issues. They do shoot houses with BB guns, okay, because they couldn't get live ammo to train in the special forces community.
Kind of smart, actually. Anyway.
Absolutely.
It makes it nice and quiet. The instructor can command a little bit better. And,
right.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you to hang on to the next segment if you got a little bit of time, because I'd really love for you to tell everybody about your Kamado cooker experience. This is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We are talking with Steve Prince from Prince Arming and Warrior Set Free, which is something else we want him to tell us about, since we love helping the vets here. You're going to want to hear this. It's pretty good stuff. So don't forget also, to when you're on our website, to check out the top link. It's gibbq.com. Or you can just click on the Operation GI Barbecue link. But that thing's doing really well, and we've got great news coming up next week. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
The Grilling Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orin Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fennvalley.com.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes, along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior, can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guy Show.
That's it. You are with the Grilling Guys. You got Barbecue Bob right now because Jop is a little bit AWOL this morning. But we've got Steve Prince from Prince Arming in the studio with us, and we've asked him to stick around an extra segment. We're going to bump Merle Shoemaker from Allen Bob's back a little bit. Merle's going to talk to us about all the guns at Allen Bob's. And
I'm a big fan of Allen Bob's.
Yeah, I know. That's where I met you.
Yep.
That was at Allen Bob's, and you were picking up used bows for what?
It's called Camp Cuervo Archery Club.
That's it.
It's they just give bows to, at that time, it was soldiers deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan. Since then, we've connected more with
all vets,
anybody
combat especially.
And there's a warrior transition unit at some of the major Army posts with guys just trying to do rehabilitation and either get out or stay in.
So how's that Camp Cuervo going?
It's really good. It's based on the east side of the state, so that's the focus of it. A lot of their members are over there, but they're still gathering bows.
So where is it?
The club doesn't actually exist.
Okay.
The club is the people.
Okay.
But they're finding properties now that there's a Braveheart estate is up near the bridge, and they're helping them set up archery ranges.
Is that the one across the bridge in the UP?
No.
Because there was one there, too, right near Engadine. That was involved with it.
Yeah, there's a handful of like the American Legion has their own posts, so they're trying to find veteran properties, people that are dedicated to serving veterans and help them set up archery ranges and get them a good deal on targets and that kind of stuff.
So. That's cool. We're talking with retired Army Major Steve Prince from Prince Arming, and he's a big grilling guy, and that's how we met him. I don't know, he gleaned into the show somehow or another, and managed to get his way on the air once in a while. But
absolutely.
We love him. He's served his country bravely. How many tours?
Two tours, one in Desert Storm and one 2008-2009.
Yeah, Iraq. So there's a big hoo-ah for you. Came back in one piece. And I want to talk about how you're helping vets. But first, I want to hear a little bit about your first Kamado cooker.
My wife's cousin in Arizona found a Kamado cooker in Lansing that was for sale, and he was in love with his. And he goes, "You got to go buy this thing." And I'm like, "Dude,
what year is this?"
This is probably 6 or 7 years ago.
Okay,
I don't know, maybe longer. And yeah, probably about 10 years ago. And I had never heard of it. And I'm like, "I have a grill. I don't need one." And he goes, "No, this is a great deal. They're really expensive. This one's $90, so I tell him, you know, if you want it, I'll go pick it up for you. So he paid for it. I went to go pick it up in my Jetta, not knowing that these things weigh a lot. And I got there. He sent me a picture of it. There was nobody there, and I couldn't pick the thing up. I don't know. Are they 200 pounds?
Oh.
Like, it's like picking up four bags of concrete.
Depends on which model it is. It's, yeah, yeah. It's way could easily be above 200, very, very easily.
So I did some extreme Army problem solving, and the lady's trash bin was empty because it had just gotten picked up. So I went to the back of the yard, and I rolled the thing into the trash bin, so used it like a two-wheel cart to get it out to my Jetta, and then I just had to squat it and get it up into the trunk of my Jetta, and it didn't fit. So I'm holding it there going, what am I going to do? And it spun, and it opened, and it fell into the back of the trunk of my Jetta until I got it home. But and I tried it once and fell in love, and I still own it. So
that's hysterical.
I don't know if I paid him for it or not, but thanks, Uncle or cousin Jim.
So we were talking again with Steve Prince from Prince Arming, and also you wear like three hats. I think you. You also work for Set Free Ministries, and you're doing Warriors Set Free.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Well, since you're a skilled promoter, go to Facebook and look up Warriors Set Free and click the like button, as well as Prince Arming while you're there. There's where I do the most of my communication on Facebook. So I learned that from you.
Good.
Warrior Set Free is an attempt to help veterans dealing with PTSD, suicide, the trauma of life, no matter what you're going through. I'm a veteran, and we train other veterans to be able to, I hate the word counsel, but to be able to talk right. through some of these things.
Kind of the buddy system, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it is.
You pull alongside somebody, and
yep.
You throw your arm around them and just help them walk down the road a little bit.
And it's part of Set Free Ministries, which is a Christian approach to dealing with life issues. So we look at PTSD and suicide and all these other issues using some of the promises of the Bible. And when you use the knowledge of the Bible to help people talk through their problems, and we've got a really
great, a reference book.
Well, yeah, we've
got something where they can
look
it up.
We've got a manual
yeah.
with truth in it,
yep.
and it's amazing to where if you kind of pay attention to what God says and try and do what He says, things tend to go well for you.
Work a little better, don't they?
Exactly.
We tend to forget that.
Yeah, so one of the most powerful things we do is lead people through a forgiveness process. The Bible, there's a worldview of forgiveness, and there's a biblical world of forgiveness. And we say sayings out in the world like forgive and forget, bury the hatchet.
Right.
All that is just kind of...
It's kind of faux Christian.
Yeah, but the scripture, Matthew 18, tells us to forgive everybody for everything no matter what. And unless you do that, you're actually living in violation of God's word. You call yourself a Christian. You know, you might be a Christian, but if you're not following the way He wants you to live, and that changed my life. My father was a veteran, committed suicide when I was 5.
Wow.
I didn't forgive him until I was 30. When I forgave him, I felt like someone took a Buick off my back, and I wasn't carrying that pain anymore.
So your dad was in Vietnam?
No, he joined the Air Force the day before he would have got drafted, and he spent the Vietnam era in Nebraska in the Air Force. That's where my sister was born, so... But leading guys through who are you mad at, and let's walk through that, let's talk it out. And if this is what you say you're a part of, if you claim Christ, then now we're going to show you how to forgive somebody. You can listen to every sermon ever preached on forgiveness and never actually forgive someone. It's similar to reading a book about weightlifting and going, yeah, I know all about it, or actually lifting weights.
So how many veterans do you have in your system right now?
I don't keep track and measure a whole lot, but we just had a retreat this last weekend. We had me and 10 other guys up there, and they've all been through the process, and I challenged them to reach other vets, and we're growing. We're getting a lot of momentum. We'll be two years old this coming October.
Do you actually have a website then?
We are redoing our Set Free Ministries website, so setfreeministries.com is up and going now, okay. But it's old. It's old design and old technology.
What a cool organization, though.
That'll be relaunched probably within a month.
I was pretty impressed being there and meeting all the people there.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
You got a
crazy place.
You learned some stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to go back. Good for the soul. Major Prince, so how can these people find out about the handgun lessons and the concealed carry? It's Prince Arming on Facebook?
Yep, it's Prince Arming, like Prince Charming without the CH is where they named.
You're not that charming.
Absolutely not.
I know. Your wife says so.
Thanks. But credit to my Uncle Tom for coming up with a name, being clever.
Nice.
But Prince Arming on Facebook, and I post the events for the classes. If they leave a message there, I'm the only one that checks it. So
what do you think about the U of M and Michigan State players that were giving the fist for the national anthem? How does that make you feel?
I don't know, man. Like, you know, I can't pretend to understand their life and the decisions they make. I think it's less disrespectful than sitting down during the national anthem. But you go all the way back to the Olympics where the Black Olympians raised the fist. We had our country was very sick and had issues then, and we do now. Is that's the only platform they have, then if they use that and the coaches are okay with it, I don't think it's anti-military. I don't think it's anti-American. I think it's something we need to discuss, and we need to. Our country can be a lot better than it is, and it's not about making America great again. It's about everybody pulling up their. You know, we talk in the military about controlling your sandbox. We all need to control the areas around us, and it starts with a family. And our country will be better because of that.
Awesome. All right. Steve Prince, Prince Arming. Check him out on Facebook. You want to take a pistol class with this guy because he's crack-a-lacka. All right, we'll be back with Merle Shoemaker. Stick around. I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard. I exercise and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out arcticspas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer, bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Just talking with Merle Shoemaker here of Al and Bob Sports, and he's showing us a little bit of food plot that he put in. He's also showing us a little bit on the back end of a brisket that he cooked. So I think we got a little bit to talk about. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, welcome back, and welcome to the studio again. Merle Shoemaker from Al and Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen since 1959. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is cool. Yeah. My favorite store. I mean, you can take your big boxes and go down the road. As far as I'm concerned, you roll in there. I can get worms when I want them in the spring to go my trout fishing, and they hook me up with equipment. And right now, though, it's bow season, baby.
And you know, I have a Cabela's Visa that I use for business to rack up points, but I look at Cabela's as like a place for clothes.
Right. Yep.
Because they have a good clothing line.
Sure. Yeah, they do.
But for weapons, bows, I'm shooting one of Alan Bob's Bowtechs, and I love it. Merle insisted.
Yeah, that's a great bow.
Oh.
Bowtech's been a great line for us. It's just quality, and it's a pro shop line, and you can't get it anywhere else but a pro shop. You know, it's and we're service-oriented, so, you know, we love to work on those.
Yeah, it just shoots so nicely. I take very, very good care of it because it's just a beautiful piece of equipment. And the first time I shot at a deer with it, I drilled it right through the heart, and it took off. I got down out of my stand, and I was
lucky bows
myself.
Too, huh? Is that what those are?
They're lucky bows. It was a 35-yard shot, and I was about 16 feet up, and I went back to the trailer, made a cup of chili, and I've told this story over the air a bunch of times, but pretty soon there's a knock on the door. And I opened the door, and here's Jeremiah Johnson, Grizzly Adams is standing there. He's like, did you shoot a deer? Did you shoot a buck? I'm like, yeah, I think I'm legal. I go, yeah. He goes, oh, then you could see his face shrug, and he's like, my brother's standing up by the road. It's a hog. I'm like, yee-hoo, we found it. Because I didn't want to chase it. You know how that goes. We've all kicked enough deer through the woods. Chased one 3 miles once. Don't want to do that. So get out there, and I hadn't taken my picture. It was the Hatchew boys. They used to work for you.
Oh, yeah.
And I had them take my picture, and they said, what's that for? I said, it's for our website. It's called The Grilling Guys. And they just looked at each other, and they started laughing. They go, you're one of The Grilling Guys? Well, we used to work at Al Bob's. But it was just a love fest. And then it turns out they're Ted's cousins. Also, the guy I'm hunting on his property, they're cousins to him. So it was a
big full circle
small
story.
World yeah, real quick. Right. But how cool is that, you know? You shoot your first deer with a bow from Allen Bob's, and then their employees actually find it for you. So you get more out of
that. That is full service. That is the definition of full service. Did they drag it for you too, Bob?
No. But they did have a four-wheeler that they threw it up in until you packed it. So, yes, they did.
Right, yeah. Right.
Can you get this for me? So,
I want to get my hands dirty. Yeah.
What's the hottest new product you like to promote right now?
Well, away from bows a little bit, though, the hottest new product that I'm really excited about is it's a tree saddle made by called a New Tribe Arrow Hunter Evolution, and it's hunting out of, instead of a tree stand, hunting out of a tree sling. And I've been hunting out of an older tree saddle, not this brand, for about 6 years, and I will never.
That you can stand up on.
No, you have a platform of various kinds that you use for tree pegs, that you use for support to move around the tree 360 degrees, and you're hanging from a tether. So if you imagine, I don't know if you've ever seen an arborist in a tree working, mm-hmm. cutting branches, they'll wear a type of saddle like this. But this saddle is built by an arborist company, but they're built for hunting. So they have, you know, some nicer features, more support in certain areas and things like that. But since I've been hunting in one, I have never been spotted in a tree by a deer. And anybody that hunts in a tree stand probably can't say that for 1 year.
What's the brand?
It's a New Tribe Arrow Hunter Evolution.
Really?
So describe it to me, because I'm not getting a picture of it.
So this is picturing myself hanging from a rope on a tree.
Picture yourself with a saddle, basically, you know, a hammock, okay? A small hammock. That's
kind of like Bob Speedo?
Not a banana.
Oh, not a banana hammock. Oh, okay.
Oh, broom, broom. Thank you. Back up and run over.
Picture a hammock, and it's got leg support and back support.
So you shoot sitting down.
You're shooting. That's the beauty of it. You can adjust your bridge length, which is, the bridge is a rope that your tree tether hooks up to, and you can adjust that length so you're almost standing up or leaning back. And
so
you can
be like
literally
shooting out of a horse saddle then. So you're kind of like squat. You're kind of standing up, but your feet are pushing. It's supporting your crotch.
You got stirrups,
crotchal zone.
Right. Yeah. Your stirrups are going to be your foot pegs, you know. And people use different things. They use a platform for, you know, their foot support. I use pegs.
Just screwed into the side of the tree.
Yes.
It's the pegs.
Yeah. I actually have strap-on steps that there's four pegs hooked on a strap, and it goes around the tree, so you have them. You don't have to screw anything in.
I like those.
Very portable.
They're better than screw-ins, because some trees, the screw-ins are a nightmare.
Yeah, they're hard unless you get a really good quality.
It's just a ratchet strap that goes around
the strap, right, with the pegs on it. Yeah, so it's a really easy hookup.
It looks like the pegs that pop down on the back of a motorcycle for your rider.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a plastic.
And how do you got several of those to get up there, or are you still using a climbing stick?
Those are just strictly for my foot support and to move around the tree. I use climbing sticks to get up the tree, and I'll have several sets set out in the woods, and I have one portable set that's aluminum that's real lightweight that I need to go to different trees. But I have about six trees right now that are set up to go, and all you got to do is climb up there, hook up the tree rope, and hook it into your saddle, and you are good to go.
And in this saddle, you're wearing it over the top of your camo clothing. So you can just hook yourself up once you get up in the tree.
Exactly.
So there's a harness on your back up by your...
No harness in your back. It's all in front of you. right in front of your lap. So it's hooked in the harness right in front of you, and your bridge rope is hooked into this harness, and then your tree strap is hooked onto your bridge rope.
So I got to see one of those.
Yeah, you really. I will never get in a tree stand again.
Really? Gosh, I was just about ready to come down and get another tree stand.
I mean,
were you going to get one of these? No,
they aren't for everybody.
Right?
Okay.
No, but I have what we used to call a sling, and it's the old. It was a climber that had kind of a hammock in it.
Right.
I didn't like it. It was too noisy.
Yeah.
I've spooked too many deer
out of
it.
Is this all fabric? I mean...
Yeah, this is all fabric. This is all fabric.
Oh, nice.
Straps. And most of the materials that you use are all climbing materials. So it's basically being tied into your tree stand all the time. You can't fall.
So it sounds
out of
really
it.
Safe.
Huh. Yeah, it's very safe. There's
as long as the knot that's holding the rope up to the... tree is solid.
Right.
So you're stable for your shot too, though.
Oh yeah, you can
shoot lean into it
because you got your
every
feet
direction.
And foot pegs.
Yeah, yeah, you can shoot directly behind you, in front of you, all directions.
Roughly, what does a decent one cost?
If you want the whole setup, and some guys like to modify the ropes, things like that, but purchasing the whole rope, setup, saddle, everything is $399.
No,
but it's you don't need. More than one. That's right. The beauty of it. You don't need three tree stands.
Right. You're just going to get climbing sticks, which you can get your sections of climbing stick for $40 a tree practically.
Right. You can get a good quality climbing stick that's real lightweight if you want to, that are a little bit more expensive than that to use, you know, to really for your mobility.
Aluminum?
Yeah, aluminum. Yeah.
That's what I'd like next time. That's what a real man would want to use. So I think we should do a little man law, and I think Merle ought to read it out. What do you think?
Now you're a man, a man, man, man. Now you're a man, a manny, manny, man, a man, man, man. You are now a man, you're a man. Now you're a man.
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty. And take some pasties out in your tree stand with you, would you? It's the best thing to take to deer camp because there's no cooking needed. So, Merle, what's today's Man Law?
When you know a brother is hurting, it isn't important to be politically correct. Take the time to pull alongside.
That's right.
That's damn straight right there. I've been on both sides of that equation,
And
it's good stuff.
So and good when somebody pulls up and just helps you along the road a little bit.
That's right.
There's different seasons in life.
Well, it ain't easy. I can tell you what, life ain't easy, but when you got buddies beside you, which is where I'm going right after the show here, is I'm headed down to Shartucky. And with the guys I went to high school with, and we're fortunate enough to still get together, and we're calling it hunting camp. We might have some food, and we might drink a beer or two, but at the end of the day, you're catching up with your buds that this is my one time a year when I guarantee that I'm not going to be anyplace else but right there because these are my guys. And if, you know, everybody you walk into, somebody needs something a little different in their time of life, and if you have an opportunity to help, do it up, man.
We have another little segment left. We got little cleanup at the end of the show. I'm going to ask Merle to stick around because I want to talk pistols.
Sounds like a winner. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the opening day of bow season. I hope you're up in the tree and you're going to hear this on our podcast. Stick with us. We'll be back. This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's garrettsappliances.com, garrettsappliances.com. Well, welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys. Got a little bonus segment here. We thought we'd take advantage of the fact that Merle Shoemaker, the general manager at Allen Bob Sports, is with us. And we don't talk handguns very much. But I tell you what, Steve Prince of Prince Arming was here talking a little bit about our the concealed carry and the classes that he puts on. So let's go to the other end of that spectrum and talk about the guns themselves. Barbecue Bob, what you thinking, baby?
Well, I just want to hear Merle's opinion on some of the smart buys on pistols. Let's say a guy's hurting for bucks, but he wants to get a pistol. What would you recommend?
I would say that if, you know, a person wants something that's reasonable, that's easy to shoot, they don't have to do a lot of thinking, something in a 38 revolver.
That's what I'm thinking.
Smith & Wesson, Taurus, they both make good ones. That'd be a real good option. There's
you can start off with a Taurus at like $289.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right in that price range. And, you know, they have different features on them, whether you want them stainless or blue or different sights, things like that. But the concealed carry models are pretty basic. And, you know, they're going to be right in that price range. But that's a great gun for somebody to start out with, especially women.
38 Special is a nice size. What's a typical guy get? A 2.5-inch barrel?
Yeah, 2.5-inch barrel is going to be your concealed carry.
Packs away nicely. Guess what they never do? They never jam.
Exactly. Yeah.
And if you get the hammerless, you won't even, you know,
snag it on your clothes.
Cock it off and shoot your butt.
Well, that's the thing. You get a hammerless, it's not going to snag on your clothes
right
when you're drawing it. And it's just a good, simple, concealed weapon.
Now, my buddy Dick up at the Club 200, he carries a 357 hammerless, and that's a mean machine right there. It's a beefy little thing, but that's got some knockdown.
Yeah, that's the nice thing though about a 357 is you can shoot 38s in it.
Yep.
So
wide cutters.
You know, so you got a nice round that you can load down for women, people that are slight of build, you know, that don't like a lot of recoil. You can turn that into a 38, and there you go.
Now, you've sold me several pistols. The last one I got was the 380 made in South America. I can't think of the name all of a sudden.
Taurus?
Nope. Anyway, you sold me a little 380 for my wife, and Bursa.
Bursa, yes.
And,
great gun.
Yeah, it is really nice. I want to, and then you gave me sold me an M&P Smith & Wesson 40, 15 shot.
Right.
Just too big to pack.
Right.
What would you recommend for a nice little sleek 9 that I could put into a back holster?
Take that M&P and scale it down, you know, by about, you know, an inch in length and a lot narrower, and you have an M&P shield.
Okay.
And that's the gun that I carry.
Is it?
And that gun is, you don't even know you have it.
Really?
And it,
that's what I want.
I have a full size M&P, which is a 4.5-inch, and I have that shield, which is just over 3. And when you're shooting both those on the range, they don't shoot any different.
Merle, when you're carrying concealed weapon, it's important that it's in a holster. You have a whole complement of those that they kind of there. You can help fit people with them, right? Because they need to be fit not only to the gun but kind of to your body.
Exactly. I mean, the holsters. Everybody likes their own holster, just like they have their favorite shirt that fits them well. You know, so you got a number of different holsters: belt slide holsters, belt holsters. You have inside the pant holsters, paddle holsters. I, for one, use a paddle holster because I think they're most comfortable and the easiest to get on and off.
Yep.
But some people, a lot of people use inside the pant, but there's not for everybody. They don't like to adjust their belt size to put their gun inside their waistline.
Your pants don't have the slack. If you're drilling properly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Merle, thanks for joining us. It's always great to see you, pal, and joining us on the show. Folks throughout Michigan, anybody can get to Grand Rapids and go to Allen Bob Sports. It's the place you want to be.
Hey, get up in that tree, enjoy a little of Michigan's beautiful bounty and bow hunting, and please be safe, and the grilling guys will talk with you next week.